This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off. Hi, welcome to another episode of Trick Talks. My name is Barbara Lally, and today we are talking about BFRB Awareness Week. Today is the first day. Let's go. I would scream, but that would be rude. From October 1st to the 7th, we are talking all things BFRB. And I know what you're saying. You already talk about BFRBs all the time. Yes, I understand. But the general population, those who are maybe more secretive about their BFRB, they really come to light. And it's so exciting to see all of their personal stories and hear and read all of their experiences. So this week is just totally cool. One of the best weeks ever. And so many of us in the advocate space, we are sharing. And so listen, I'm going to be sharing a lot with you this episode. So why don't you pause this just for a quick second? Go get a pen, go get some paper, and meet me back here because you're going to want to write down this stuff. There are certain people that maybe you've never heard of before, certain resources, certain podcasts. Listen, I'm going to lay it all out for you. You're going to leave this episode with so many new things, I hope. I mean, if you've heard of all of these people and all of these things that I'm about to share with you, pat yourself on the back, girl, because that, you got some knowledge. But anyway, either way, I'm excited to highlight so many amazing people, so many amazing resources, and I don't want you to miss a minute. So see you in a second. All right, welcome back. I hope that you're ready to begin. If you're a new listener, what a great first episode to come across. If you're a longtime listener, thanks for coming back. So before I begin and rattle off all of the amazing things I want to tell you, I just want to start with the basics. Maybe somebody who's listening doesn't know what a BFRB is, and maybe this podcast was sent to them or was pushed to them or they saw it on their For You page and they're wondering, what? Why am I being sent these things? Well, let me explain what BFRBs are. BFRBs, also known as body-focused repetitive behaviors, are a group of mental health conditions that involve compulsive self-grooming behaviors that damage the body. This includes hair pulling, what I have, trichotillomania, skin picking, dermatillomania, nail biting, cheek biting, lip biting, there's lip picking, nail picking, there's nose picking, many, many BFRBs. These behaviors often serve as a coping mechanism or a self-soothing behavior in response to stress, anxiety, boredom, or even unconscious triggers. But let's be clear, they're not just bad habits. BFRBs are real, diagnosable mental health conditions often categorized under obsessive-compulsive and related disorders in the DSM-5. What BFRBs are not. One of the biggest barriers to understanding BFRBs is the stigma. These behaviors are often dismissed as attention-seeking, gross, or simply something a person can just stop doing. Let's be clear again. BFRBs are not a choice. They are not about willpower. They are not about vanity. And they are not something people can simply just stop doing. For many who live with a BFRB, the behavior can start in childhood or adolescence and continue for years, often in secret. There's a lot of shame attached to these conditions, which leads many people to suffer in silence, afraid to speak out or seek help. It's estimated that one in every 20 people experience some kind of BFRB. That's about 3% of the total population. Now here's the thing. These are the people who know about their BFRB and admit it. I think that number is much, much higher. Living with a BFRB can be extremely heavy. It's not just the physical damage, it's the social isolation, it's the self-criticism and the fear of judgment. People with BFRBs might avoid going to the beach, wearing long sleeves, or even getting haircuts. Some spend years hiding scabs, bald spots, or scars. Many experience co-occurring issues like depression or anxiety. And because BFRBs are so often misunderstood, people go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed for years. That's why awareness weeks, like this one, are so, so important. I know firsthand from sharing on social media that so many people don't know that they have a BFRB. So many people don't know. That could be because it's mild, not as severe, so they don't look it up. It could be because maybe their family said, oh, it's just a bad habit. Don't worry about it. Or it could just be they don't know. But because I've been sharing so many videos and posts and constantly on the internet talking about my trichotillomania, I'm able to read these comments where people are feeling seen for the first time in their life. And that's why I keep doing it. Because every time I receive a comment that says, wait a minute, I'm not the only one. Every time that happens, it fuels my fire to continue to be the best trichotillomania advocate that I can be. And the way that I do that is by sharing my experience, by talking about BFRBs constantly, and by lifting up other voices like the guests that are on my podcast. So anywho, this week is so important, and I can't wait to continue sharing about BFRBs and seeing so many posts, so many videos about these conditions. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to write down, I mean, who am I kidding? You don't have to do any of that. But here are some really, really fantastic BFRB foundations. I'm going to list them and then you can look them up. They're on Instagram. They have their own websites. They offer so many things. This episode would be hours long if I did all of that information. So I'm just going to list their names as a special thank you. BFRB Changemakers, Picking Me Foundation, BFRB UK and Ireland, The Lighter Foundation, the TLC Foundation for BFRBs, the Canadian BFRB Support Network, Club Imani, CRFC Italia, CRCC, Help Me to Stop. These foundations have worked tirelessly to spread awareness, to give resources and support to those in the BFRB community. If I have missed any foundation, please let me know by either commenting on Spotify or wherever you're listening if the comment option is available, or by messaging me on Instagram at It's Barbara Lally. I would love to highlight all of the nonprofits and the foundations that are helping support BFRB awareness. BFRB support groups. The first one, obviously, I'm going to talk about is mine. I host a free 1 hour virtual BFRB support group every month. This month, our support group is happening on October 24th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To register, please head to barbaralally.com, click book online, scroll down, and you'll see it. Hope to see you there. Picking Me Foundation also has online support groups. You can learn more by heading to pickingme.org. HabitAware, through the HabitAware Collective, offer 2 support groups each week. One is hosted by myself, and one is hosted by Ellen. Learn more by visiting habitaware.com. The Canadian BFRB Support Network also hosts support groups. Check them out at canadianbfrb.org. BFRB UK and Ireland does as well. To sign up, go to their Instagram page and click the link in their bio. And then we have Joyce from Pull Yourself Together. You can also sign up for her support groups by clicking her link in bio. If you know of anybody else who is hosting a BFRB support group, whether that is paid or free, please feel free to let me know in the comments or message me. I'd love to include them. Before I go to the next list of things that I would love to share with you, I want to talk about the importance of support groups. I know how scary it is to show up. Believe me, for 17 years of my life, I hid my trichotillomania. It was the worst thing about me. I hated it. I did not want anyone to find out. What I can tell you is the second I started to first of all, anonymously share on Instagram. So I was meeting this community anonymously, protecting my identity because I was so scared. But the second I started to share and meet others, I started to feel lighter. I started to want to share more. Eventually, of course, sharing my face and sharing my bald spots and my missing eyelashes. And I couldn't believe how quickly I wanted to just say, hey, this is me. This is fully me. Because I know I would be accepted. So if you're nervous, if you're wondering, should I take the next step? Should I attend a support group? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. It will always be yes. It's going to be the best thing that you ever did. Many support groups, you don't even need to put the camera on. I've had people attend mine with no camera. It's no problem. I've had people not even speak. They write in the chat their responses. And you know what? That's great. I want all that. I want anything because it's hard to get there. But once you're there, you keep coming back and you build these friendships, you lose the shame. It becomes something that you look forward to. I can't tell you how many people said, wow, this is the first time I've actually talked about this out loud. And guess what? While they were talking, we're all nodding our heads. Yes, I get that. Yeah, I do that too. I'm telling you, it changes your life for the better. Come to a support group. We want to see you. We want to hear you. We want to support you. Here are some BFRB podcasts. So you're listening to one. So of course I put Trick Talks on the list. We also have Fidget, Dermatillo Diaries, the BFRB podcast, and Habit Aware's Love, Strength, and Awareness. I have been on Fidget a few times. I also have an upcoming episode with the BFRB podcast. I've had everybody who I've listed on my podcast. Jason Yu, Kimberly Hastings, Ashley Robles, and all of the Habit Aware team. Really cool. So take a listen to their podcasts. You're going to love them. All right, the next thing I want to share is BFRB books. So this is actually a really long list, and these are people who have written books based on their own lived experience. So I didn't include anybody. I know that there are some books about trichotillomania or about dermatillomania that were written by psychologists who didn't actually like live with the disorder. And I didn't want to include them. I mean, they're great. They're great. But I really wanted to focus today and this entire week on people who have the lived experience that wrote books about it. There's something really special about people feeling so comfortable and so brave enough to write it down and share it with the world. All of the books that I'm about to share with you today are on Amazon. I am not an Amazon affiliate yet. I would love to be. There's no link to click so that I get commission or anything. I'm not sponsored by Amazon by any means. But I just wanted you to know that if you are listening and you're interested in checking out any of these books, it's pretty easy. Head to Amazon. Type it in. The first book that I'd like to share, of course, is mine. My book is called The Trickster Diaries. It's my memoir. I'm also reading it. I have been reading it on this podcast since the beginning of the year. And I love doing that. I think that's so fun. If you haven't listened to those episodes and you want to start the book, go ahead. If you've already listened to those episodes and want the book to follow along, do that too. Either way. In the book, I include short stories about my experience. I include poems. I have interviews with my dad, my husband, and my brother. And it's really a journey, my personal journey, when I first developed the disorder at 10 years old up until I'm in my late 20s and I start to go down this road of self-acceptance. I love it. I have it tattooed on my arm. That's how proud I am. My Trickster Diaries, a guided journal by me. Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. So when I wrote the book, I thought, well, what would be great is that if other people wrote books about their experience with trichotillomania. And so I thought, here's a great way to do that. Take this guided journal, fill it in with all of your information, gather that up, write it. So that's my hope, sharing your experience. So that's The Trickster Diaries, my memoir, and My Trickster Diaries, a guided journal. The next book is Everyone Picks by Anila Idnani, Ellen Krupe, and Mari Larson. Hide and Seek by Marianne Jensen. Between Two Trailers by J. Dana Trent. Forever Marked by Angela Hartlin. Split Ends by Ellen Elizabeth. Missing Petals by Kate Kwiatkowski. Sick Days by Chloe Hinkle. Hair Made Human by Jada Burgess. Picking at the Roots by Ruby Sikowski. Triumphant Trickster and A Tricky Situation, both by Jesse Perez. Embracing Trichotillomania by Shaniqua Rowland. The Book of Amazing People, featuring Lauren McKinney. Keep Your Hair On by Claire McKay, coming in 2026. And Anila Idnani's memoir, Title to Be Determined, coming 2026. Almost everybody on this list I have also interviewed on my podcast. If I haven't interviewed them yet, it's because something has come up or the timing just isn't right. But you can listen to all of their episodes on Trick Talks. It's such a treat. Like I mentioned, it's so incredible to read about someone else's experience and realize that it matches your own. It's like listening to a song by your favorite artist, and it's like, hey, were they looking in my window? Like, how do they know that how are they writing my exact thoughts and feelings? Like, how does this happen? That's how I feel when I read books written by people with BFRBs, because unless you have it yourself, you really don't fully understand it. As much as you want to, you don't unless you have it yourself. And these are really, really great books to read. My goal in creating this episode today was to give you people and resources and support groups and podcasts and just anything that I could think of that relates to BFRBs. You deserve to have all of those resources at your fingertips, and I hope that you feel more comfortable and excited and ready to maybe make that first step in coming to a support group, in talking about your disorder more, in reaching out, whether it's social media or in real life, but either way, feeling that you have tools and you have options ahead of you. Like I mentioned earlier, living with a BFRB is really, really heavy, and you don't have to do it alone, okay? You just don't have to. So I want to thank you for listening today, and I also want to thank everybody who has been sharing their experience with their BFRBs. It is so powerful. You are changing lives. You're saving lives. People feel better because of the work that you are doing, and their life has changed for the better because of the work you're doing. So keep doing that. If today's episode resonated with you, or if you'd like to share your story on Trick Talks, please feel free to reach out to me. That could be my email, TTD, like the Trickster Diaries, TTD, at BarbaraLally.com or on Instagram at It's Barbara Lally. I'd love to have you on here. And if I left anybody out, any books, any podcasts, any support groups, any foundations, please, if I left anything out, please let me know. I will edit the show notes. I will make sure they're included, because the BFRB community deserves everything, 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 everything. And we all work together for this beautiful common goal, which is to let people know that they are not alone. Thank you.